for a number of years now, NSA has sort of been standing on the on-ramps that it uses to connect to the larger internet, these sort of 18 what are called gateways that DoD networks connect to. And they've been standing there with their information monitoring systems and looking at threats like worms and viruses that might be coming around the network towards their systems. And about 3 years ago, they started keeping an eye out for any kinds of threats that were being directed at critical infrastructures like the utilities. What now seems to be the case, based on this report in the Wall Street Journal, is that they've taken that effort sort of and ratcheted it up a notch. So instead of standing on the perimeter and watching threats as they're coming into these gateways, NSA is actually going and guarding the individual potential targets, the actual control systems for individual power companies and utilities. So the way I kind of think about it is the difference between, you know, a neighborhood watch patrol that sort of circles the subdivision versus now one where they actually plant security guards outside your house that they think is vulnerable, that particular place. So it really, to my mind, represents kind of a ratcheting up of NSA taking on this domestic security role, doing the cybersecurity for groups inside the United States. And I think that it's sort of an inevitable kind of progression. I mean, I don't think the NSA was just going to sit back and wait for, you know, someone to hack into the power grid if they could try to stop it.
Yeah. And yet all this raises concerns, particularly given that it's the NSA that's doing this. I mean, we've already seen people just a lot of concerns out there.
Yeah, I mean, the NSA's reputation, obviously, is one for secrecy, and we know that, you know, after the 9/11 attacks, President Bush authorized the agency to secretly monitor phone calls and emails of Americans that officials at NSA thought were in contact with terrorists. That program stayed secret for a long time before people in the press exposed it. So NSA's reputation for transparency is not good at all,
yeah.
And there's a real sense out there that they are potentially trampling on people's privacy, that they're putting security over civil liberties. And I think that when you have a program that suddenly gets blown in the newspaper, as opposed to having a debate about NSA doing this kind of cybersecurity, oh, and by the way, it has codenamed Perfect Citizen,
yeah,
which has to be from the really bad PR department.
Right.
I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, the tone deafness of this agency, frankly. And then they're going to run up against the same problems of civil liberties concerns and privacy concerns that they did when they were shown to be monitoring people's emails and phone calls.
Well, and the thing that I thought back to, and you talk about it a lot in your book, The Watchers, is this total information awareness. All of a sudden, it's a lot of information out there. And as we move to a smart grid kind of system, where a lot more of the data is being collected, is more widely available, wow, it can be all of a sudden very Big Brother-esque.
Yeah, I mean, and somebody, you know, there's no doubt that, I mean, as the smart grid expands, as there's more information out there, right, companies, government agencies, everybody has to take a stronger role in protecting their networks and protecting their systems. And NSA has a lot of technology that it can contribute to that task. It has a lot of expertise that it can offer. I think the issue here, the policy issue here, is why is this all happening with very little public debate and very little public discussion? I mean, why does it take, you know, an intrepid newspaper reporter, who's a terrific reporter, Siobhan Gorman, to go out there and put this thing in the public space, as opposed to, you know, the director of the NSA and now Cyber Command, Keith Alexander, who makes many public speeches about the threat of cybersecurity and is very willing to talk about that publicly? Why can't we also have that next conversation about the specific things that the agency should be doing? I mean, there's nothing that was revealed in this article that goes to sensitive operations that are going to tip off hackers and terrorists for how to evade detection or get around the NSA.
Yeah.
She simply revealed that it's happening, which is a good thing. We need to be talking more about that, in my opinion, publicly.
And that's part of the odd thing. And in fact, I was talking to a cybersecurity person at Verizon a couple weeks ago, and he was saying, you know, we could have a discussion about the Cold War, about nuclear weapons. It doesn't mean we're telling where the nukes are or how they work or all those kinds of specific things, but about the policy issues involved with nuclear weapons. Without having, and we don't do that with the cyber issue, with the cyber war issue.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's been this real cloud of secrecy around it. And, you know, and there are a number of people who I've interviewed over the years and people who used to be in government who have been really trying to push for more transparency on this for just the reason that you said, that, you know, we're talking about not giving operational details out, but having a debate about the policy. And the Cold War analogy is a good one. I mean, people in the government, and I presume probably the people who were talking to the Wall Street Journal about this, are really concerned about this escalation of what they'll call a cyber arms race, and that the more secrecy that is surrounding what's actually going on in cyberspace, the more people get paranoid about it, the more the public distrusts it, the more impetus there is for the government to keep it secret. And so it's really self-perpetuating. And, you know, you read this story and you're like, and you look at this and go, how is any of this, you know, it's politically sensitive, but is any of it operationally sensitive? I don't think so.
Hmm. I was at this Intelligence Squared debate that they had here in down at the museum last month, where they asked that question: Is cyber war? Is this concept of a cyber war? Is this overhyped? And Mark Rotenberg, over who's the executive director at EPIC, Electronic Privacy Information Center, I believe, said, you know, this is, if you start using this war terminology, all of a sudden it becomes the loose lips sink ships kind of analogy, and all of a sudden privacy goes to the wayside, and some very core issues all of a sudden get tossed aside.
I think that's right, and this was really the argument after 9/11 when NSA, through what's now known as the Terrorist Surveillance Program, was doing monitoring of phone calls and emails for terrorists, right? I mean, there were operational concerns there, i.e. we don't want to tell terrorists how we're trying to monitor their phone calls and their emails, but the more secrecy that surrounded that, the less trust and credibility that NSA has. And these things, you know, these are not, NSA needs to be building up its credibility now, not trying to diminish it. And I think that when people like Keith Alexander, the director of Cyber Command, come out and say things, as he's done in speeches, about, well, we really respect privacy and civil liberties protection is job number one, and then we turn around and find out that actually NSA has been going deep into some really sensitive areas without much debate, I think it really sort of betrays the transparency that he's trying to project in some of these speeches.